differently.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Trump is the Al Sharpton of the Republican Party. Provocateur and clown, unserious. I think he's going to harm the party if he runs for the same reason that Sharpton harmed the Democrats. In the debates, he'll be out there. I think he's going to run. This is not just a trial run. He'll be up in the debates. And like Sharpton, he's going to monopolize the discussion, draw it away on issues that are irrelevant, like Obama's birth, and that can only hurt the party.
There is the commentator from Fox, Charles Krauthammer, talking about Donald Trump and whether or not he's to be considered a serious potential candidate, and does that hurt the Republican Party? That's where we begin this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a review in this hour, as is usually the case, to find out what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, the issue-oriented shows, political, if you will, talk radio. Here's an interesting incursion into this world. From Gary Busey, who is difficult to take seriously himself, and he says here it's difficult to take Trump seriously.
Donald Trump has the wherewithal, the knowledge, and the awareness of this country. He wants to turn it back to where the founders had it. We have an administration now, which I do respect the sitting president, but it's a mess. Government takeover, the middle-class America. Government takeover with Obamacare. If you don't take Obamacare, you get fined $25,000. Where does that go? That goes to government. Keep spending. They want to spend more. Not worrying about the deficit or the budget. Donald Trump will turn that around. And I'm campaigning for him now. I will continue to campaign for him. And that's the truth. And it's a good thing. And the word Trump, T-R-U-M-P, I created a Busheyism for his last name. T-R-U-M-P stands for taking redirection, understanding, massive power.
Wow. This is becoming pretty interesting, isn't it? 800-510, later on in the hour, 800-510-8255, the way to be in touch with us on the countdown with your thoughts. What happens with Gary Busey? I said what a lot of people think. He's kind of a crazy guy. Is it crazy he's endorsing Trump? Does that hurt him? Does it help him? It does make us take him more seriously. Here, radio host Gary Hoffman talks about the reasons that Trump is doing so well in the polls this week.
The Donald comes in second behind Mitt Romney when it comes to potential Republican candidates for president. Second, if you can believe that. Now, the Wall Street Journal NBC News poll showed that Donald Trump gets 17% of likely primary voters in the Republican Party behind Mitt Romney's 21%. But The Wall Street Journal, even one of their guys, says that these numbers might be just a tad bit misleading.
I think there's a lot of discontent with the field because, you know, you have a list of names that don't necessarily excite people. And then they hear the Donald and he's got 96% name recognition. And some people are just saying, eh, what the heck? Donald Trump.
That's Jonathan Weissman with the Wall Street Journal. He also said that the timing of this poll might have skewed the results a bit.
This poll came out, was out in the field last week, right when Donald Trump was on every major network talking up his birtherism and questioning whether President Obama was born in this country.
By the way, birtherism is a new word that I don't think anybody has ever used until he just did. But that's the second part of the issue that I want to talk about with Donald Trump. The issue that I have said could eventually sink him if he does in fact run for president. Now, he said he can't announce until June. You know why? Because NBC is showing Celebrity Apprentice. He can't announce or else NBC is going to have to pull the show. It's pretty popular, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Trump first started asking the usual questions about President Obama's birth certificate, the ones we've all heard before, when he was on The View a couple of weeks ago. And he suggested that the president might be hiding something on his long-form birth certificate that is in a drawer so somewhere in Hawaii, I guess. And he told the Today Show this week that over the last 2 or 3 weeks, he has become even more curious about the birthplace of the commander-in-chief. And he said he has hired investigators to go to Hawaii and that they haven't been able to find anything other than that certificate of live birth. I am not one who believes the president was born anywhere other than Hawaii. I believe he is a United States citizen. Now, I think it's a moot point. The assertion that he was born in another country just doesn't hold water for me. I don't know. I think it's an issue that will come up again in the elections if people like Donald Trump get involved. And to be honest, I want him involved because it would be entertaining if Donald Trump ran for president.
Is that a good reason for him to run? Because it'll be entertaining. What say you at 800-510-8255? Here, host Carl Wolfson and Paul Pimental talk about the comments that Karl Rove has made about Trump being a quote-unquote joke candidate.
This Donald Trump thing really has Republicans tied in knots. The fact that he's at the top of the polls right now for 2012 in their party, or near the top of the polls, and the Club for Growth weighed in yesterday, the anti-tax group Club for Growth. Chris Chocola said, and he's the president of Club for Growth, Donald Trump for president? You got to be joking. He's just another liberal. Quote, Donald Trump has advocated for massive tax increases that display a stunning lack of knowledge of how to create jobs. Now, the truth is, in 2000, Donald Trump, in his book, I forget the name of it, did call for windfall, or not windfall, but surtax on millionaires. So Donald Trump has a past writings, past words that could come to haunt him. And Karl Rove on Fox, where else would Karl Rove have an outlet, spoke about Donald Trump's birther campaign. Let's listen.
Well, it hurts Donald Trump, and it removes he was an interesting candidate who had a business background and could have contributed to the dialogue, but his full embrace of the birther issue means that he's off there in the nutty right and is now an inconsequential candidate. I'm shocked. The guy's smarter than this, and the idea that President Obama was not born in Hawaii, making that the centerpiece of his campaign means that he's just, now a joke candidate. Let him go ahead and announce for election on The Apprentice. The American people aren't going to be hiring him, and certainly the Republicans are not going to be hiring him in the Republican primary.
Oh, snap. You know, the fact that they're out there saying this, the Club for Growth president and Karl Rove, tells me they're a little concerned. I don't think Donald Trump is going to get the nomination. But Karl Rove, for Karl Rove to say this guy's on the nutty right, I mean, that just shows you how far it's shifted if Karl Rove is talking about the nutty right.
Yeah, I think these guys have a lot to worry about, and they know it because they haven't got a good candidate. There's no way, transparently or otherwise, there's a good candidate in the Republican Party at this point to challenge Obama. And in this circumstance, Donald Trump, I think a lot of people, and I'm one of them, thinks he'd give Obama a good run for his money. All the other things aside, you're going to let the right wing, the far right wing of the party, I'm a sort of Rockefeller Republican recovering because I got out of the party, not interested in all of the kooky stuff that doesn't have anything really to do with the future of our country, being the focus of all these people, telling everyone how to live their lives and all that stuff. That's not what the country wants by a long shot. So, Republicans, you want to win? You go with somebody who is a proven winner and not with someone who has all of the either religious trappings or ideological trappings that get in the way of making sound decisions, which Obama's not capable of making. 800-510-8255. So much more from this world of conversation radio and television as the Talk Radio Review continues.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
This is Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right, here's Chris Wallace talking to Fox and Friends hosts, taking them actually to task on the Obama bashing that they keep doing.
I love you guys, but I want to take you to task, if I may, respectfully for a moment.
Yes.
I have been watching the show since 6 o'clock this morning when I got up, and it seems to me that the 2 hours of Obama bashing on this this typical white person remark is somewhat excessive. And frankly, I think you're somewhat distorting what Obama had to say. I've actually flipped it out of the paper.
All right.
And what he said was, the point I was making was not that my mother harbors any racial animosity. She doesn't. But she is a typical white person, which is where you generally have clipped it.
No.
But what he went on to say is, who, if she sees somebody on the street that she doesn't know, there's a reaction that's been bred into our experiences that don't go away, and that sometimes comes out in the wrong way, and that's just the nature of race in our
right.
society. I'm not saying it's the most felicitous remark that anybody
sure.
ever made, but
Chris, hold on. Right, we've actually read the complete soundbite 3 times so far, but and we posed this question to our viewers whether or not they were offended by that. It just seems curious that because Barack Obama said this and people are going, oh, you're being too sensitive or whatnot. But had Hillary Clinton said something on the other side, had she said, well, that's a typical Irish person, Polish person, Italian person, Swedish person, whatever, it'd hit the fan.
Well, I mean, all I can tell you is that I've been watching on and off for a couple of hours, and every clip I've seen ends at that's a typical white person,
right.
when in fact he's going on to discuss the nature of race in our country. And again, I'm not saying it was if he had it to do over again that he'd necessarily say it that way, but I don't think that he was making a hyper-racial remark. And I guess I just feel like on a day when he's been endorsed by Bill Richardson,
sure.
and we have this story about the passports and the State Department officials looking into them, I feel like 2 hours of Obama bashing may be...
Well,
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Twenty-three after the hour now. And he, this is pretty interesting stuff, isn't it? And one of the guys from Fox takes on somebody else from Fox. It's good. This is stimulating, and that's what we're interested in. You hear that moniker on a lot of talk radio, more stimulating talk radio. Let's see how this stimulates you. From MSNBC, Tamron Hall talks to Eugene Robinson, who writes for the Washington Post, who says it might be time to start taking Donald Trump seriously.
So your article, you say it's time to take Donald Trump seriously as a presidential candidate. 3, 2, 1. Okay, time is up. But then you write that if he now has decided to take himself seriously, I'm afraid we're going to have to follow suit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think we are, Tamron. I mean, this was like a great put on. It seemed like a Donald Trump routine. It seemed like just another exercise in self-promotion. But he's actually showing up in the polls, as you noted. He's making motions the way a candidate would make in terms of starting maybe to assemble a campaign team. This is starting to look serious and consequential, and I think we've got to treat it as such.
I want to play what Donald Trump had to say to Savannah Guthrie. If we're going to treat it seriously, this was his answer regarding raising the debt ceiling, as you well know, the big debate happening right now. Let's play it.
I would not raise the debt ceiling. I'll tell you why.
You don't think the U.S. default on its obligations would be great for the economy?
You're going to have to make a deal someplace. You might as well do it now. Because if you keep waiting,
and he said you got to make a deal someplace. He didn't explain where. Savannah rightfully pushed him on a number of issues, debt related, to get some specifics. And when you watch the interview, Eugene, he's light on specifics, quite honestly.
Well, absolutely. And the specifics that you do hear from him, frankly, don't always make sense.
Take
the oil from Libya. Just tell OPEC to cut oil prices and tell China to revalue its currency. I mean, we can tell people to do a lot of things, but that doesn't mean they're going to do them. So, no, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And, frankly, the Gary Busey endorsement, I think, ought to be worth at least minus 5 points. points, I think, in any poll.
You know, Salon.com has an article written by Justin Elliott, Eugene, and he says that he talks a lot about Trump's money and financial disclosure. And he believes there's a theory that Donald Trump will hold out to the very end, to the last possible minute, and when it's time to provide his personal financial disclosure, that he will finally drop out before actually filing. But that could be 2012 we're looking at here.
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, there's always been a dispute between him and people who looked into the matter about his net worth, about his business dealings. He clearly doesn't like to put all that out there in a transparent way. So presumably he would resist it. But, you know, the thing is that campaigns sometimes take on a momentum of their own. And he seems to be caught up in what may have started as more of a lark. He seems to be caught up in it now, and it's easier to start a campaign than to stop one.
Right, well, especially when you have poll after poll showing him that he's at least in some cases beating Mitt Romney. You know, he's there in Trump Tower, he sees the numbers come in, and as you point out, if it wasn't something he was really seriously thinking about, why wouldn't you after seeing the poll numbers?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you, after you saw the poll numbers, why wouldn't you say, well, gee, let's see how far this can go? And there's another factor, too, the psychological factor. People are not taking him seriously. So I imagine he's saying, well, hold it. Why aren't people taking me seriously? I'm Donald Trump. I'm going to show them. And so, you know, it's just one step leads to the next.
You know what? That kind of arrogance, which is what the Washington Post, that's the really reason I identify that fella. And the arrogance of their report, the whole place reeks of arrogance. And listening to those people pop off like that makes me think Donald Trump has that much more of a chance. What do you think? 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Are your kids disrespectful and defiant? Mine were, too. My name is Geraldine Lewis. My kids fought with me constantly. They threw things and slammed doors when I told them no. One day, my husband heard an ad on the radio for James Lehman's Total Transformation. We ordered it, and the behavior changed immediately. Our kids are calmer and more respectful now. There's no more arguing and screaming, all because we know how to handle them now. Even their teachers can't believe the difference. Before this program, we couldn't even go to restaurants without an outburst. Now, we go out to eat and even took our first family vacation, and it was great. When I told James Lehman about my family, he asked me to be a spokesperson and share our story, and I agreed. Because if one family can turn around the way we did with the Total Transformation, it's worth it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-454-6818. 1-800-454-6818. It's guaranteed. So call now. 1-800-454-6818.
It's springtime and the weather is getting warmer. Now is a perfect time to think about springing into good health with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian and Nature Made spokesperson Chris Rosenblum explains.
Dietitians agree that people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Vitamins and supplements are a good way to bridge these gaps, but it's important to seek high-quality brands that meet the highest standards of purity and potency. I always tell consumers to look for national brands like Nature Made that are rigorously tested and verified by third-party public health organizations such as the United States Pharmacopeia, which sets criteria for supplement quality standards. This spring, try Nature Made Super B Complex with a combination of essential B vitamins that work together with food to help produce energy and keep you active. In addition, taking a daily multivitamin like Nature Made Multicomplete can help fill nutrient gaps and keep you healthy so you can make the most of the warmer weather.
For more information about quality vitamins and supplements and to take a vitamin assessment, visit naturemade.com. This is John Hedlund reporting.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tools. Slakes to build
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-I-S-N-Victory-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Edible egg.
Countdown. 800-510-8255. Follow us at DougStephan.com. The Facebook connection there, the Facebook logo, Twitter. Give us some thoughts as you continue to think about all of these things. All right, we move on from Donald Trump to the budget situation, the debt ceiling. Lots of conversation about this, so we'll spend the rest of the hour on what's coming in from various sources, including this clip from a Fox News discussion, including Martha McCallum and Juan Williams, about the brewing battle when the focus is on Congressman Ryan's budget. There seems to be a lot of people who are either taking it seriously or want to push it out of the way.
Obviously, you know, the line has been drawn in the sand. This is the way that Democrats are going to approach this. They're going after the Paul Ryan element, which he claims wants to reform Medicare. But they're, you know, some folks say trying to scare seniors.
Oh, they are trying to scare seniors. I mean, it's not that Nancy Pelosi said anything that's wrong. The Congressional Budget Office has said much the same. It's going to cost seniors more for Medicare under the Ryan plan. But the point that I think you're making, Martha, is really the big issue, the big ticket. There's got to be entitlement reform in this town in order to bring down the size of deficit. President Obama had said, don't demagogue people who make proposals. And he's just, he, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democrats have done just that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest issue, budget issue, in, you know, the entitlement part of the budget, Medicare. It's a behemoth, a monster that is in major trouble. So why wouldn't Democrats even want to, you know, sort of come together and try to figure out a way to fix this problem if that, you know, in a perfect world is what they're supposed to be sent to Washington to do? In this Ryan plan, you know, looking over some of the details of it, it wouldn't actually kick in until 2022. In terms of reform, and years after that, you know, in terms of the next step, and it would sort of shift the way that people kind of have to think about preparing for, you know, their medical care as they move through life. You know, that's a long distance. He's not talking about people who are receiving these benefits right now.
No. What he does is he grandfathers in everybody over 55. But
right.
To your point, the polls show overwhelmingly Americans don't want the kind of Medicare reform that Paul Ryan's offering. Now, I think Americans have to be led on this issue because, as we've said just a moment ago, deficit reduction is inextricably tied to entitlement reform. So there's going to have to be some kind of reform. Democrats are saying we want reform that involves restraining the rate of growth. Ryan's proposal, and by the way, backed by Alice Rivlin, a Democrat who was on the president's budget deficit commission,
right.
says basically let's make Medicare into what they call a premium support program or a voucher, but it's limited. It takes away the guarantee that the government's going to take care of seniors no matter what the cost. And I think that's the point that Pelosi,
Obama, and others
are
exploiting. But we don't have any money to do that one. I mean,
this program
isn't going to be solvent forever. This is what I don't understand. It feels like Democrats in this case, are not speaking the truth to these folks about what the real picture is and how long this program is going to last and whether or not, you know, they might be able to tap into it right now, but their children, their grandchildren are going to probably not have these kind of benefits at all. It feels very disingenuous. And it feels to me like the American people, they understand what the situation is, but I don't know about the folks in the building behind you.
No, I'm going to tell you, though, remember, the American people, as I said to you in the polls, overwhelmingly don't want Medicare touched. And I think that that's what the Democrats are exploiting as a political issue.
Absolutely.
And not leading in terms of saying we're going to have some kind of reform. And the Democrats have a different idea about how to accomplish it. But the way that they are beating up Paul Ryan about it, the way that they are taking political advantage of it, is where I think the problem exists, because we need leadership in the country that speaks to the idea of common ground, bringing us together to say, listen, all of us are going to suffer. The program won't exist, unless we do something.
And that seems to be something that makes more sense than anything else. If we don't change what we're doing, everything blows up. And those of you who are getting these entitlements, somebody's going to have to bite the bullet. Who is it going to be? 800-510-8255. Unless you want the whole country to go down in flames. I think it is that bad. Here from MSNBC, Chris Matthews, who's never seen an entitlement program he didn't like, talks to Ron Paul about the military spending.
What do you make of the extension of our military now to four fronts? Iraq, Afghanistan, the drone attacks in Pakistan, which are quite heavy, and the new war front in Libya. How do you put it all together?
It's an outrage, and I can't understand why the American people are tolerating it. Matter of fact, if you do poll them on this, about 70% think we ought to get out of Afghanistan. Of course, my position is we shouldn't have gone in, and we should come back from all those regions. But, you know, a lot of people voted for the president because he had indicated maybe he would have a different foreign policy. And I think they're very disappointed because he has expanded the wars rather than diminishing them. So, yes, this is terrible. And I think the foreign policy is a major contributor to our financial problems. I also, of course, believe the domestic spending is a problem as well. But, you know, to me, the foreign expenditures in the war should be the easiest place to cut. And we now spend $1.2 trillion a year maintaining our current foreign policy. And I could find hundreds of billions of dollars there, and I wouldn't have to cut programs at home, programs that basically I don't agree with, but I don't feel like that's where we should cut first. I think we should cut out all this warmongering and bring our troops home, and I think politically it would be a smart thing to do.
Can you run for office in this country and get elected in most parts of the country by saying, I don't think we need to be the number one superpower of the world. We don't have to have the biggest armor. We don't have to have the greatest weapons in the world. We don't have to have all this stuff that takes us into so many fronts. Can you get elected for president, for example, talking like that?
I think it'd be more difficult. But one thing is, if people understand what I'm saying,
well, then that's the point, isn't it?
Wait, Chris. Let me say, there's two different ways. One is military presence around the world and forcing our views on, but I want to be number one. I want to set the example for the cause of liberty, to have peace and prosperity and trade with people, and then we will be a number one force, but it will be a philosophic force. It will not be a military force. But people that push us overseas get it mixed up. They say, we are a great nation, and we are going to go over, and we are going to force you to live like we do. And they go over over and they said, we're going to spread American democracy. We've been doing that since Woodrow Wilson. My approach and the approach of many of the libertarian conservatives is quite different. It is to set an example where people would want to emulate us, and that means spreading ideas is much more valuable than spreading weapons, wasting our money, making us more vulnerable, and it all comes to end badly as far as I'm concerned.
You understand the fiscal situation. You think it's something we should risk not passing a debt ceiling. Will that shatter the fiscal markets around the world? Well, we have a real credit problem we've never had before if it goes down, the debt ceiling.
Well, you know, they used a similar argument when they wanted to do the bailout in 08, saying there would be a Grand Depression if we didn't do it. All they did was prevent the depression for Wall Street and gave the depression to the poor people. So now they're saying, once again, another fear. No matter what happens, use fear after 9/11. And, you know, Hussein, we had to scare the people. But now they're scaring again. If you don't pass it, there's going to be another disaster. It is going to be a problem. No doubt. But if you don't get our house in order, the disaster is a dollar crisis. And we're in the early stages of it. That's why the bond rating is going down and the confidence in our money and our bond system is going down. That is much worse than facing the consequences of saying, you know, we have to change our way. And it's not just a budgetary problem. It's dealing with what we just got done talking with, changing our foreign policy. Are we the policemen of the world? Can we take care of everybody from cradle to grave? As long as we do that, we're not going to solve our problems.
Ron Paul with Chris Matthews. He makes a lot of sense, don't you think? 800-510-8255. We'll talk about the downgrade of the credit outlook. And we'll talk about the other things that are pertinent to the budget. One more clip from a conversation Barry Armstrong had on his program. Here he talked to Tad DeHaven of the Cato Institute about the different approaches the Republicans have on one side, Democrats on the other, when it comes to figuring out how to deal with the budget.
Tad, talk to us about the recommended conservative approach, if you would, to dealing with these deficits, because during the coming weeks, we're going to hear the debate going on raging nationally from both sides of the aisle.
Well, I think when it comes to conservatives, they're talking about reining in the entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, but they're also talking about continuing to increase defense spending. And the you have the Democrats, the liberals, who don't want so much defense spending but want to keep spending on entitlement programs. Then you have folks like Cato and myself that are more of the libertarian point of view, is that we need less military spending, we need less entitlement spending, and that everything has to be on the table if we want to get our budgetary house in order. The imbalances are beyond comprehension right now.
They are. Can you try to explain it in layman's terms? I've tried a million times to explain just the severity of our national debt, $14 trillion. I think it's $43,000 per person, $130,000 per taxpayer. But put it in layman's terms if you can, so people have an appreciation for just how bad a shape we're in.
We have a situation in this country where Americans have become more and more addicted to government spending. And the problem is when everybody tries to live at the expense of everybody else, it can get quite costly. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, while folks say that we should cut government spending, when they're asked about programs that they benefit from, they say, oh, no, you can't touch that.
Like Social Security.
Social Security, Medicare, those are the two biggest problems. Now, at the same time, people generally don't like paying taxes. They'd like to actually keep their own money. So a lot of folks say, well, just tax the rich. They have more money, and we can use that money to pay for the programs. Well, the imbalances between spending and revenue are of a magnitude that are so great that you could tax every penny from the rich in this country. And not only would that be disastrous from an economic standpoint, but it wouldn't bring in nearly enough money to cover all of these programs and benefits. And, you know, the problem we have right now is that these big programs, the Medicares, the Social Securities, they're basically set up like Ponzi schemes. And the American people, I hear this over and over again from relatives. They say, well, I paid into Social Security and Medicare.
Evidently not enough.
Well, but that's just it. Nobody paid into anything. There's no account in Washington with your name on it. When you were working and paying those taxes, that money went to Washington just like your income taxes. Mm-hmm. And it went out the door just like your income taxes went out the door to pay defense contractors or farm subsidies or food stamps. That money went out to retirees. And so now that you have all these baby boomers retiring that aren't going to be out there paying those taxes to fund the benefits, mm-hmm. they're going to be dependent on a smaller pool of taxpayers. And the problem there is you simply can't not maintain the same level of benefits with a smaller percentage of the workforce relative to those benefiting those retired to pay for it all.
Right. 800-510-8255. So let's see. We'll take callers in a matter of moments on the budget situation itself and the Standard & Poor's rating system and how that impacts you. Right up straight next on the countdown.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105, 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environment. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, the maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer baking soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
800-510-8255. All right, let's get started with these budget callers. Liz is in Massachusetts and has a good question.
If I remember correctly, Standard & Poor's and Moody, when they testified before Congress after the collapse of the banks, they had rated all of the banks and the financial institutions as AAA. When questioned under oath in the Senate, they specifically said, oh, this is just our opinion. how come now their opinion is so sacrament? That's what I'd like to know. I really think there's something very political about this, and all of a sudden now we forget what they said under oath, that it was just opinion.
Wow, that's pretty strong and pretty, I think that's very good food for thought, Liz. Thank you. Here's Lee in Wilmington next up on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing?
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, as far as the budget goes, the Republicans got voted in there on a promise that they were going to go there and actually slash this deficit. They get in there and don't even basically get $1 billion actually taken out from this annual budget. As far as, like, Donald Trump, the reason he's so popular is because he's not a politician, and he is basically speaking the people's mind. Now, his answer, I have to admit, is kind of off out in left field sometimes, but that's one of the reasons he's popular.
I don't think you have to say anything else. I think you just said it. Thank you. That's good. 51 after.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Only.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get at it here with your calls and comments. 800-510-8255 on the budget. Rob in Virginia listening to the Big Talker 1580 in Washington.
I guess the reason I'm calling is that I'm concerned with all of the Democrats did this, the Republicans did that. There's going to have to be sacrifice by everybody. There simply is no fiscal way of solving our debt problem without some level of tax increase. I am one of the ones that's fortunate enough to be well above the level that they're talking about. I'm more than happy to pay more taxes if it means we're going to resolve the debt problem in our country. So if people would just get off of the blaming and start focusing on the correct solutions, I think Paul Ryan, I don't agree with everything he said, but at least he took a first shot. I don't think it was a good solution.
All right. So then, sir, what is it about the why are people who are – is a very intelligent caller and makes good sense, puts a good sense together. Why is it that you don't see – the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse as being the major issue here and the way to fix the problem? Why would you want to pay more in taxes to have more money wasted in a system that is completely corrupt by corrupt companies and politicians? Intelligent people who have this attitude really flummox me. I don't get it. 800-510-8255. Eileen is in Elmira, Oregon, listening to KUGN.
I'm 77 years old. This is what I would like Congress to understand, and maybe a lot of Americans. I'm 77 years old. I have to live out in the country because of costs for just general living. But if I get cut much more than another $50 a month, I won't be able to go to church. I work at a food bank. Started out at 12 boxes a day we put out. We're now up to 30 and 40 boxes a day, 3 days a week. And if my Medicare is cut anymore, I will be using the emergency room more than I am able to go to my doctor, which is further away. I don't know where to go from here. Can someone in the know explain to me just, and don't talk about electricity, my temperature in my home, is it 66 degrees in the winter, and I'm under blankets? What am I supposed to do? Please answer me that. That's all I want out of my government, is an answer to those questions.
Well, you have some good questions. I would ask about your family and who you have around you for support. Before the government was involved in all of these things, the answer was your family. That's, you are continuing to be a member of your family. Family supports the rest of the family, helps the family, and then the family isn't the government. The family is your children, your siblings, others. That would be how I'd answer your question, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Jim calls from South Carolina with a focus, really, on taxing and the rich and all that stuff.
One of your callers has said that we need to tax the rich more, if not many have said that. And every time, the only problem with that is every time they increase taxes in any part of the population, it's that the government just spends that money, like a junkie looking for a fix. They will just spend that money and more money if you give them more. It doesn't help control it. The people who keep saying that we need to, that the rich don't pay their fair share, how can you even debate somebody who makes that statement when the top 2% of wage earners pay 40% of the federal taxes that come into this country or into our coffers? I mean, how do you even make that statement and sound like a fair debating person who knows and has knowledge of what they're talking about? And where do they get away with saying that? So, again, if you just tax people more and figure out that's been a way of solving this problem, it won't, because they'll just spend more because their eyes will light up seeing that extra revenue, and it'll be gone. It won't be taxed deficit paying. So I really think we need to get back to a 5% tax cut across the board on every department, even defense. And that way it'll force these department heads, it'll force the ability for people to make judgments about who's getting cut where and arguing against one another, and it'll force the government and each individual department to look for the excess that they're spending.
All right, Al in Delaware, let's cap the conversation. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air live.
Well, what I wanted to say was, just like in the oil spill, they blamed all that on equipment and a blowout preventer that didn't work. Where is all the checks and balances in government to keep Obama from spending us into extinction? Where is Congress and the Senate, our true blowout preventers, where are they right now? What are they doing?
They're absent, sir. Absent AWOL, absent without leave. And the question about where are the checks and balances, you're the check and balance. I'm the check and balance. Voters are the check and balance. It's time we get back to taking our job seriously. 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.